Welcome to episode 22 of the Analytically Speaking podcast. I'm Dwight Stoll, professor of chemistry at Gustavus Adolphus College and your podcast host. Today, I have the pleasure of talking with three colleagues, all teachers of analytical science and researchers working with multidimensional chromatography. The focus of our conversation today will be on the multidimensional chromatography workshop, which we refer to as the MDCW for short. And my three guests and myself are the workshop organizers. During our conversation today, we'll review the 15th MDCW meeting, which was held just last month, and then look forward to the 16th MDCW meeting, which will be held in February of 2025. And specifically, the dates are February 3rd through 5th. Before we get into what the MDCW is, let me introduce my guests. First up is Dr. Caitlin Perot-Upmore, assistant professor in the chemistry department at the College of William & Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia. Kate is an expert in multidimensional gas chromatography with particular interests in instrumentation and methodology and applications of multidimensional gas chromatography to the analysis of volatile organic compounds of forensic interest. She did her PhD work with Dr. Sherry Forbes at the University of Technology in Sydney and started her academic career at Chaminade University of Honolulu before moving to William & Mary just last summer. So welcome back to the podcast, Kate. You're the first returning guest.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here with you, Dwight.
All right, next up is Dr. P.H. Stefanuto, lead scientist and lecturer in the Organic Biological Analytical Chemistry Group at the University of Liège in Liège, Belgium. P.H. is an expert in multidimensional gas chromatography as well, with particular interest in data processing and multidimensional gas chromatography applied to a diverse range of problems, including understanding the composition of human breath as it relates to disease and deep characterization of foods and beverages, including coffee and beer. And PhD work with Dr. Jeff Bogan at the University of Liège. So welcome to the podcast, PH.
Thank you. Thank you, Dwight, for the invitation.
And finally, we have Dr. Peter Voska, assistant professor in the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry at Cal State University in Los Angeles. Peter is also an expert in multidimensional gas chromatography with particular interest in the use of the technique to characterize products of plastic waste conversion processes, as well as organic compounds that adsorb to microplastics. And Peter did his PhD work in the School of Engineering Technology at Purdue University and started his academic career at Cal State LA in 2020. Welcome on board, Peter.
Thank you, Dwight, and thank you for having me.
All right, so like I said before, our main topic today is the multidimensional chromatography workshop. And so I want to give just a little background about what it is, and then I'll stop talking quite so much. So the MDCW is a conference-like meeting of scientists interested in the development and application of multidimensional separations. The workshop was originally organized by Professor Eric Reiner and held for many years at the Ministry of Environment and Climate Change in Toronto, Canada. And then in 2018, I believe, Professor Reiner sort of handed over the keys to the workshop to Kate and PH, who organized the next two meetings in Hawaii and Belgium. And then just before the world closed down, at the request of Kate and PH, I joined the organizing committee in 2020 to help add multidimensional liquid phase separations to the mix, and we held the next two workshops virtually during the pandemic. In 2023, we were back in Liège, Belgium, which was fantastic, and most recently, we just held the 15th iteration of the workshop, as I said before, at Cal State LA, where Peter and his research group were really great hosts. So we'll touch on some of the ways that MDCW is unique and interesting and exciting as we move through the conversation today. But I want to lead here myself a bit and just talk about some of the aspects that I've appreciated in the 4 years that I've been involved in the meeting now. So first thing I'd like to say is that I've found the community that attends and supports the workshop to be incredibly welcoming and supportive and excited. And I really would encourage anyone listening who is interested in multidimensional separations that has not attended in the past to consider it in the future. I think people really will immediately find new friends in the community and potential collaborators as well. Second thing I'd like to say is I really appreciate the workshop or the format of the workshop. All the oral talks are held in the same room, sort of one session at a time, so you don't have to worry about missing something happening in a parallel session, which happens very often these days at much larger meetings. And the other thing I really like is the scientific and social programs associated with the workshop are well integrated. So one sort of flows into the other, and all of it feels like just being part of one great experience. And I think that really helps build a sense of community. So with that, I'm going to hand it off now to more so to our guests. So Peter, I think it'd be great for our listeners to hear a bit about your perspective as the primary host of the workshop this year in LA. So what did you think about it all?
Thank you, Dwight. So that was actually my first time, organizing such event at Cal State LA. And I have to say, I have a lot of respect to you guys and to all the organizers around the world. Because it's a lot of tons of paperwork, tons of emails, but I have to say that I'm very proud of Cal State LA and the way they step up, because I think it was an amazing event. We got great feedback from the attendees, so I think at the end everything clicked together and it was really great event. You mentioned most of these things, Dwight, already. I was very happy that all these special events we organized also kind of work out well. But what I would like to talk about a little bit more is how this impacted, the community. So I think that, for instance, for my students, it was very great to see such event on their campus. We are predominantly undergraduate university, minority serving university. So for them, it was amazing to see all the researchers being able to attend the talks. Everything is free at this conference, so I think it's a huge benefit for such community here. I think the networking is especially important. Recently, one of my students got offered to a PhD position, and I know that, for instance, Kate was writing a reference letter for her. Another of my students, she came recently from India for the first time being in US and just doing her master degree, and she already networked with so many companies. She was super excited being able to talk to these people. And so I think, as you said, it really brings the community together. It's a great opportunity, not just for the students, but, for the vendors, for the industry, for people looking for potential PhD students, right, faculty members. So, I really appreciate this community, and I thank all of those people that always participate. Another thing that, or not another thing, but a new thing we did this year was we involved LabRules. And so what LabRules is, it's a unique platform. It's actually, the owner is Ivo Novotný. He's from Czech Republic. I'm from Czech Republic as well. And in Czech Republic, I would say that this platform almost became like a scientific Wikipedia. They're growing in the US, so it's not that huge in the US, but we're getting there. And thanks to the LabRules, we've been able to, collect all the recordings as well as the posters. And people who couldn't come can see most of these now on the platform. If you don't know LabRules, just Google LabRules or Google our names. And I think that one of the first five hits will probably be from the LabRules. Anything else you would like me to say?
Well, I just want to respond to your point about the impact on students and the sort of seeing an event like this on their campus. I think it's one thing to read the literature and read LCGC, whatever they're reading, and see all these people, but it's a very different thing for them to show up on your campus and sort of have the wow factor. I think there's an element of like, wow, we're the real deal here, right? And so I think that's a really good point.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. At the end, they were very proud of themselves, and I'm proud of them. They really help a lot. Tremendous work, and I think it was nice, smooth, surprisingly, event.
So maybe just switching gears a little bit, sort of taking your host hat off a little bit, and maybe just take a couple minutes to reflect on sort of the technical pieces of what you saw at the workshop this year. What sort of stood out in your mind?
Yes, great question. I thought about this, and you know, back at Purdue, I was very lucky and fortunate to work with GCGC, the high resolution TOUGHMS. And since coming to Cal State LA, we didn't have high resolution TOUGHMS, we didn't have GCGC TOUGHMS. So I very quickly forget how long and how time consuming the data processing is. And so we recently got our GCGC TOUGHMS, and that kind of bring back the memories. So right now we're running a lot of untargeted analysis, and takes, you know, 2 hours sometimes to process the sample. And so for me, it was very, I really enjoyed a lot of the talks to see how different groups approach data processing. I especially must say enjoyed the talk of Dr. James Harinuk. I think it was a little bit different talk than we are used to, or that you might be used to at the different conferences. I learned a lot from the talk. I of course bothered him like a few weeks after, because we need to get a new computer to get and speed up this process. But again, that's, you know, going back to the networking, right? I wouldn't reach out to him probably if I don't know him, do not know him, if I didn't see this talk and we didn't talk. So I think that's all very connected together, and that's what I really like about this conference or workshop. And I know my sound biased, but I've been saying this even before I was a committee member, but this is really like one of my, I think it's my favorite conference to always go to in the GCGC field.
Okay, great. Thanks, Peter. Kate, what did you think about the workshop this year?
Yeah, I'll first start by echoing what Peter mentioned, and this comes from a place of incredible bias, but this is always my favorite conference of the year. It, not only because, you know, we work year round to make it happen, but also because I feel like it's a really unique environment, specifically for the students. I mean, this is something you've already touched on, but we were able to kind of capture a little bit more statistics about our students than we usually do this year. And we were able to see that being on the Cal State LA campus, we were able to capture almost 50%. So 45% of our students who were attending were actually undergraduate students. And that, I think, marks a really important kind of milestone for multidimensional chromatography as a technique, where we're really starting to see younger scientists, you know, at a more kind of novice level chromatography training, really starting to be interested in this technique. And I think that that shows a lot about how we're growing as a field. Of course, like this type of conference, now it's not possible without a few really key factors in place. And one of those key factors for us is the sponsors who continue to engage with this workshop year after year. For us, really, like we have a core set of sponsors who continue to return, continue to provide us with support. And like Peter already mentioned, this is a conference which is totally free for registration, which is really rare these days. I mean, even a lot of the virtual conferences that we saw emerge from the pandemic are still charging quite a bit in terms of their registration fees, and that can really be a barrier for a lot of people in attending conferences. So we like to think that, you know, our sponsors are really providing that opportunity to prevent that from being a barrier, right? So long as you can get yourself to the conference, we'll feed you and entertain you and provide you with, you know, a lot of really great scientific content. So I think that that's a really nice piece. And we even have sponsors who come back, you know, saying we want to help more and we want to sponsor, you know, maybe some larger events, a dinner or some kind of special networking event. Those types of things really help us to get everyone networking opportunities that we've already kind of talked about here. So those are some of the highlights for me that I enjoy a lot every year.
Yeah, I think just a comment in the sponsor or vendor engagement, I've, you know, as someone who's relatively new to the scene here, been really impressed with how committed they are. So I definitely can sort of second that observation.
Yeah, and oftentimes in our scientific program, our sponsors are even submitting like valid scientific presentations, which are reviewed the same way as regular abstracts. And so, I mean, there's a lot of exciting science that's going on in those application laboratories that really does need to be seen by the community. And I think that this is a really great space where we can provide that.
Okay, great. PH, you're next up. What did you think?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. So first, like escaping the winter in Belgium for the winter in Los Angeles was a big thing for my January. So I really appreciate that. But like as everyone mentioned, like it's always a pleasure to go back to MDCW. For me, it's really an event that it's taking what is the best side of what is making like science and scientific conference. So we have the people that are the most active in the field and developing the technique that are present there. Like the event is affordable, as we mentioned, so there is no registration, so everyone can come and attend and have access to the content. And as Peter mentioned, now that we have like collaboration with Lab Rules, even if you don't have like the time or the possibility to come in person, we make the content available online. So if you are looking to see like who is active in your domain of expertise, or if you are just curious about the technique, you can have access to the information for free. And when I say for free, that means that there is like behind that, like sponsors and people getting involved and making it happening. So it's for me really like what I want to see in science and when we discuss about collaboration. So also like for me, what I really appreciate, it's like when we finally like start the workshop and we can sit in the room and listen to the talk. Since we only have one session, like we don't have to worry too much about the time management and everything. So we can like just sit and relax and focus on the content too. So for me, I was really like happy about seeing like where like the field of multidimensional chromatography is going. And especially like as a more GC guy, like I'm always super interested to see what is happening on the multidimensional LC side too, because I don't always take the time that I should take to like get up to date on the new development, but I have kind of a flavor of what's happening there and how I can bridge that to my research in a multidimensional GC. So I found that again like deeply present during the workshop in Los Angeles. So it was really a great event again.
Okay. Thanks, PH. So in terms of the workshop in LA, I'll just add a few other thoughts. So I think just this conversation here is a really interesting, sort of give some perspective on this group of people. Like we each bring, I think, a very different perspective to the conversation. And I think that sort of shows up in how the workshops are organized and coming together with a very well-rounded and highly integrated experience. So it's been a pleasure working with you all. So so I guess I have two additional comments about the workshop we just finished. One is I'm sort of the complement to PH's point about having a sense for what's going on in multidimensional LC. I feel the same way about the GC work. Just so impressed with the power of the technique, frankly, and seeing how it's being applied in such a diverse range of application areas. It's really impressive to see what can be done. And then on the LC side, so the LC, multidimensional LC talks that we had this year, and I think I made this comment during the workshop, I mean, as someone who's been involved in the research for a long time, it's really, I guess, rewarding to see how the technique is moving more into industry labs and hearing scientists from places like Genentech and Bristol-Myers Squibb and so on talk about how the technique is really impacting their work on a day-to-day basis is for me, is really exciting. Okay, so any other thoughts on the workshop in LA before we move on to next year?
I'll add that if you want to know more about some of the things that we're talking about here, I think for sure the website is a great place, and the Lab Rules platform is also a great place to see some of the things that we're talking about or get more details. So the website is www.multidimensionalchromatography.com, where you can find a lot of good material and also contact details if you want to reach out with ideas for future workshops.
Okay. Yeah, those are all good points. Thanks, Kate. All right, so now we'll transition to talking about next year's workshop. I just thought with the podcast here, it'd be kind of a nice way to sort of bridge the two workshops, reflecting on what we just finished, and then also looking forward to the workshop next year. So I think I already mentioned it, but we're going back to Liège next year. And PH will be the local host, primary local host there. So PH, what do you think? What do you want to say about bringing it back to Liège?
So it's always special to host the workshop. So I like it. It will be the third time that it's coming to Liège, and I'm still excited like for the first one, and it's also a bit less stressful, I would say, because as Peter mentioned, like there are a lot of paperwork and like red tape management like behind an event like this, and it's not that I have less paperwork, but I know which button to push to make it like progress. So it's always nice to have like this this experience behind me, but also it's always a pleasure to be able to bring that knowledge in my local community. So I'm advocating for multidimensional chromatography like wherever I go, and being really active in metabolomics. Sometimes people are like, well, I'm convinced, but I want to see more. And I always say like, okay, come to Liège, like come to the workshop, and you will be able to see it like from yourself. And since they are like in my institution, like they have absolutely no excuse. Like they just have to show up in the room, sit there, and let the people from the community convince them about the power of the technique. So this is what I really like about hosting the workshop. It's really like trying to promote it through like area and people that will never attend an analytical chemistry conference. But because it's there and because it's free, they are like, okay, let's go. Like even if it's just for one day, like let's sit in a session and let's see what's happening with this community. And as Dwight mentioned in the intro, like this is a really like welcoming and open community. So usually like it's a good way to convince them to start to work with us using multidimensional chromatography.
Okay, great. Thanks, PH. So Kate, we've the four of us, we've had some conversations already about sort of thinking about head to next year and what we want to do the same, what we might want to do a little bit differently. So do you want to speak to some of the thoughts we've had so far about what will happen next year?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, I like to think that because we are a relatively small conference in the grand scheme of things, that makes us really nimble and able to adjust to maybe market demands or requests and new ideas that we might have. So we can be a little bit more creative on how we change things from year to year. One of the really nice features of the workshop in some of the past years has been a section of talks during the day that we call flash presentations. You might have seen these in another type of or style of conference as well. But these are a lot of fun and give us the chance to kind of diversify the program by just having a lot of content in kind of shorter snacks rather than full meals, I guess. So I think that's something that we're going to be looking to do again in Liège. I mean, that's something I always look forward to. Tend to attract a lot of industry and student presentations, and those are always really good fun. The other thing that we've been talking about and really trying to commit to coming up next year that I think is going to be some pretty exciting news in the community is the idea of bringing a short course on multidimensional chromatography that we'll offer in person. And that should be the day before the conference. So that's something we've been talking about for a number of years. But until we kind of got a rotation of locations in place and, you know, have the the logistics all ironed out. It was a little bit challenging to add that as an extra task, but this upcoming year we're going to be really aiming to get some theory and hands-on practical things to out to our registrants. So keep an eye out for news about a short course at the Multidimensional Chromatography Workshop. We really hope that you'll consider joining us if this is something that interests you.
Yeah, so to that point, I think this is probably a place where we'd be happy to hear input from people. So folks that are listening and potentially interested in a course, if you have ideas about what you would find particularly valuable there, we'd be happy to receive an email or a phone call from you. So we'll put some maybe some details in the show notes about how to reach us, but we're not hard to find. So folks that have thoughts about that, please go ahead and reach out to us. Peter, why are you excited to go back to Liège?
The weather, I think. It's the weather. No, I'm just joking. I would go anywhere the MDCW would be hosted. I'm from Europe, so I have to say Belgium is really a beautiful place. The waffles are what the Belgium is known for. I haven't tried them last year, so I'll definitely try them this upcoming event. But I'm looking for the community. What I think is actually great that we do one of these, like we switch between US and Europe, because I know how hard it could be, you know, for all the scientists to travel to all different conferences. It costs money. We really trying to, if you think about it, the MDCW is really a real open access, right? Because attending is free. And then we try all the talks, all the posters that we are allowed to post, then we post later. So like, as PH said, the science is really, is there, is reachable. You can look into it. And I'm really looking again forward to seeing the community back together. Probably more people from Europe, less people from US. But again, it will be great networking opportunity, great science. And I'm also looking forward to those short courses.
Okay, great. So what I'd like to add, and this is sort of speaking from the more the multidimensional LC community, is I think we have an opportunity in this workshop to really make this workshop sort of a destination meeting for multidimensional liquid chromatography. GCGC has had some other options historically for people to really engage with sort of a high concentration of people doing multidimensional gas chromatography. That really hasn't existed for multidimensional LC. And so I think we have an opportunity here to do that. But that's going to require, of course, and I'm, you know, speaking to listeners now, that's going to require really robust engagement from both people thinking about presenting their work, people thinking about talking with people in the community, and also sponsors too that lean more towards the liquid phase side of things. I think we have a real opportunity there. And we just all need to jump in. So any other thoughts from anybody here about anything before we wrap it up?
Yeah, just to add on the Liège, on the top of everything. So we just mentioned the waffle with Peter, but we always try for any edition of the MDCW to take care of the people, to make sure that they have a chance to connect between them in the community. So I'm also really excited about that, because this is one of the first thing to plan is okay, we will have the scientific program, we will set it up, but what should we do? What will be the big thing that will bring people together? And we had in the past fantastic rooftop in Honolulu with Kate. We had wine tasting and food truck in LA this year. So it's kind of a inside competition about that. So I'm really excited about that too. So if you want to be the judge of this internal competition, please come to see us in 2025 in Liège.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Kate and PH and Peter, for joining me today. And as was already said, we'll post some links in the relevant links in the show notes, but also easy to remember, multidimensionalchromatography.com, and Google search for lab rules, and we'll be able to find everything pretty easily. All right, thanks, folks.